Let's once again bow our head.
让我们再一次低下头。
Have a word of prayer.
有一点点祷告。
Father God, we thank you so much.
亲爱的父神，我们再一次感谢你。
Because you have called us today to see your son.
因为今天你召聚我们来看你的儿子。
Father, we ask you to open our ears so that we can hear his voice.
父啊，求你开启我们的耳朵，让我们可以听见他的声音。
When we open the holy word, Father, we just pray that you open our eyes to see the wonderfulness in your word.
主，当我们再次开启你圣洁的话的时候，求你再次开启我们的眼睛。
That every word is living and powerful.
我们看见每一个词都是那样的有能力，是活的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Let's turn to Genesis 26.
那我们打开创世纪第二十六章。
We're going to read the whole chapter together.
我们要把整章都读完。
I believe that reading the Bible has tremendous benefit.
因为我相信读圣经是有非常大的益处的。
So this chapter contains the whole life of Isaac.
这章实在是把以撒一生都讲清楚了。
The cream of his life contains this chapter.
他最主要的都把在这章中讲出来。
The lessons God wants us all to learn contain this chapter.
神要让我们从他身上所学的一切功课也是在这章里。
So let's take a look at this chapter.
让我们一起来看这章。
And read every verse.With a heart of reverence.
让我们带着一个崇敬的心来把这章的每一句话都读出来。
Genesis 26 verse 1.
第一节。
And there was famine in the land besides a former famine which had been in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of Philistines, to Gerar.
在亚伯拉罕的日子，那里有一次饥荒，这时又有饥荒。以撒就住在基拉尔去，到腓力斯人的王亚比米勒那里。
And Jehovah appeared to him and said, Go not down to Egypt, dwell in the land that I shall tell thee of.
耶和华向以撒显现，说，你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。
Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed, I will give all these countries.And I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father.
你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔。我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
And I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and unto thy seed will I give all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth bless themselves.
我要加增你的后裔像天上的星那样多，又要将那这些地都赐给你的后裔，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福。
Because that Abraham hearkened to my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws.
得以亚伯拉罕听从我的话，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令、律例、法度。
And Isaac dwelt at Gerar.
以撒就住在基拉尔。
And the man of the place asked about his wife, and he said, She is my sister, for he feared to say my wife, saying to himself, Lest the man of the place slay me on account of Rebecca, because she was fair in countenance.
那地方的人问到他的妻子，他便说，那是我的妹子。原来他怕说是我的妻子，他心里想，恐怕这地方的人为利百加的缘故杀我，因为他容貌俊美。
Let's turn to verse 12.
那我们翻到第二十二节。
And Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year a hundredfold, and Jehovah blessed him.
十二节，以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他。
The man became great, and he became continually greater.Until he was very great.
他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富户。
and he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great number of servants, and the Philistines envied him.
他有羊群, 牛群, 又有许多的仆人, 菲利士人就嫉妒他。
And all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines stopped them and filled them with earth.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子, 他父亲的仆人所挖的井, 菲利士人全都塞住, 填满了土。
And Abimelech said to Isaac, Go from us, for thou art become much mightier than we.
亚比米勒对以撒说, 你离开我们去吧, 因为你比我们强盛得多。
And Isaac departed thence and pitched his camp in valley of Gerar and dwelt there.
以撒就离开那里, 在基拉尔谷支搭帐篷住在那里。
And Isaac dug again the wells of water that they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and that the Philistines had stopped after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井, 因菲利士人在亚伯拉罕死后塞住了, 以撒就重新挖出来, 仍然照他父亲所叫的, 叫那西井的名字。
And Isaac's servant dug in the valley and found there a well of living water.
以撒的仆人在谷中挖井, 便得了一口活水井。
But the shepherds of Gerar strove with Isaac's shepherds, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they had quarreled with him.
基拉的母人与以撒的母人争竞, 说这水是我们的, 以撒就给那井起名叫埃瑟, 因为他们和他相争。
And they dug another well, and they strove for that also, and he called the name of it Sitnah.
以撒的仆人又挖了一口井, 他们又为这井争竞争, 因此以撒给这井起名叫西提拿。
And he removed thence and dug another well, and they did not strive for that, and he called the name of it Rehoboth, and said, For now Jehovah has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.
以撒离开那里,又挖了一口井, 他们不为这井争竞了, 他就给那井起名叫利和伯, 他说, 耶和华现在给我们宽阔之地, 我们必在这地昌盛。
And he went up there to Beersheba.
以撒从那里上了比士巴去。
And Jehovah appeared to him the same night and said, I am God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake.
当夜耶和华向他显现说, 我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神, 不要惧怕, 因为我与你同在, 要赐福给你, 并要为我仆人亚伯拉罕的缘故, 使你的后裔繁多。
He built an altar there and called upon the name of Jehovah, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well.
以撒就在那里筑了一座坛, 求告耶和华的名, 并且支搭帐篷, 他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。
And Abimelech and Ahijah his friend and Phicol, the captain of his host, went to him from Gerar.
亚比米勒同他的朋友亚夫沙和他的军长菲格, 从基拉尔来见以撒。
And Isaac said to them, Why are you come to me, seeing ye hate me, and have driven me away from you?
以撒对他们说, 你们既然恨我, 打发我走了, 为什么到我这里来呢?
And they said, We saw certainly that Jehovah is with thee. And we said, Let there be then an oath between us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee.
他们说, 我们明明地看见耶和华与你同在, 便说, 不如我们两下彼此起誓, 彼此立约。
That thou wilt do us no wrong, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done to thee nothing but good, and have let thee go in peace. Thou art now blessed of Jehovah.
使你不害我们, 正如我们未曾害你, 一味地厚待你, 并且打发你平平安安地走, 你是蒙耶和华赐福的了。And
he made them a feast, and they ate and drank.
以撒就为他们摆设宴席, 他们便吃了喝了。And
they rose early in the morning, and swore one to another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed.
他们清早起来彼此起誓，以撒打发他们走，他们就平平安安地离开他走了。
And it came to pass the same day, the Isaac's servant came and told him concerning the well that they had dug.
那一天以撒的仆人来，将挖井的事告诉他说，我们得了水了。
And he called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba to this day.
他就给那井起名叫示巴。因此那城叫做比士巴直到今日。
And we know that in the Bible that God is called the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
我们都知道在圣经里边我们的神叫做亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神和雅各的神。
And God wants to tell us how he come to us and bless us in the life of these three persons.
神实在是要想告诉我们在这三个人的身上神是怎么样来祝福人的。
And all his dealing with us contained in the life of these three persons.
神在我们身上要想做的所有的一些工作，都是彰显在这三个人的故事里面。
If you want to know what will happen to you, then you need to study the life of these three persons.
如果你实在是想知道你自己生命中究竟发生了什么事，你实在是需要回来研究这三个人的故事。
If you want to know why you got laid off.
你如果想知道你为什么被解雇了
？Why you are sick？
为什么你生病了
？Why you marry such a wife or husband？
为什么你们会跟这样的人结婚
？Why you met this kind of a boss at work？
你为什么会遇到这样的老板
？Why you have such colleagues？
为什么你有这样的同事
？Or why you have such blessing from the Lord？
或者你又怎么为什么有这么多的祝福从神来
？And God used this live person's story to tell us how He's going to do with us。
实在神用真人真事来告诉我们，他究竟要在我们身上。
So it is their story is so rich.
因为这些人的故事实在是那样的丰富。
It is a cover span of several hundred years.
它可以包含了几百年的历史。
And so that even the last time we share a little bit of Isaac's life.
因为在上次我们实在是分享到有一点点关于以撒的生活、生命。
And continually we would like to share today.
那么今天我们还要重新来看他的生命
，touch upon some very important point of his life。
这是要把他生命中一些很重要的东西，能够有点分享。
Because God wants us to know his secret。
因为神实在是要让我们知道他生命的秘诀是什么。
We know Isaac is the second generation。
因为我们都知道以撒是第二代的人。
All he had was inherited from his father。
因为他所有的一切都是从他的父亲而来的。
It's like many of us today.
就像今天我们在座的人一样。
All the spiritual wealth are inherited from brothers and sisters from past generations.
我们所有有的那个属灵的那个恩赐，都是从属灵的知识，都是从前面的弟兄们遗传下来的。
We didn't discover justification by faith ourselves.
我们实在是没有发现因信称义这个道理。
It's discovered by Martin Luther 500 years ago.
因为是五百年前被马丁路德所发现出来的。
We inherited from brothers from the past.
我们是从前面的弟兄们那儿传承下来的。
We didn't discover what with Jesus by faith, not by sight.
我们也没有发现怎么样和基督同行是靠着我们的信心，而不是靠着我们的眼见。
This truth was discovered by brothers and sisters who lived in the past.
也是这个真理也是由前面的弟兄们姊妹们发掘出来的。
We didn't discover the sweet fellowship of breaking bread.
我们也实在是没有发现关于擘饼这件事情。
It was discovered hundreds years ago by brethren.
也是几百年前被弟兄会的弟兄们发掘出来的。
So in a sense, we all a second generation.
所以说从某种道理上来讲，我们所有在座的都是第二代的。
And not only our children here today.
不光是我们这儿在座的孩子们
，But all of us，
我们所有的
，But we can see on their life examples of second generations。
因为我们随时就可以看看这个第二代的人，他们所表现出来的一些。
But we're not just talking about our children, but ourselves as well。
因为我们实在是不光是谈到我们的孩子们，也包括我们自己在内。
We know Isaac inherited all the wealth; he didn't suffer much。
我们都知道以撒实在是他没有经过很多的劳苦，他从他的父亲那儿承受了一切。
He didn't put in any effort to have all this wealth.
他实在是没有什么样的努力来得到这一切的财富，因为是从父亲来的。
He didn't sweat a bit to obtain all this rich.
他没有流为这些财富而流汗。
There's lack of the toughness in his life.
在他的生命中实在是没有很多的艰难。
So that he's like very fragile.
所以说感觉上他好像是那样的脆弱。
Because you don't go through hardship, you cannot be you don't have that toughness in your character.
因为如果你没有经历苦难的话，你实在在你的生命中没有那种坚韧那个耐苦性。
Because I remember that when I came to the States,
我还记得当我刚刚来到美国的时候
，we live in an apartment.
我们住在一个很狭小的这个公寓里面
，infested with the mice, with the cockroaches and any kind of little animals. You don't want them to be there.
在那个房间里边，那个公寓里边有各种各样的蟑螂啊、一些臭虫啊、跳蚤之类的。
The mice didn't look like a Mickey Mouse. They're not lovely.
那些老鼠啊，不像是我们所说的很小的小老鼠，是很可爱的、很大的。
But we have to live with them, like it or not.
我们不管你喜不喜欢，我们都必须和那些共生、共存。
But today's in our children at house, they freak out when they see this small spider.
是不是呢？今天我们的孩子们，因为他们住在父母亲那的大房子里面，那他们要是哪怕是看到一个小小的小蜘蛛，他们都会尖叫起来。
They scream when they see this little flying moth.
他们当看到一点点的小飞蛾的时候
，And I heard that boy scream louder.
我甚至发现那个男孩比那女孩叫的声音还大。
But they are very fragile because they didn't go through hardship.
看到没有，他们是那样的脆弱，因为他们实在是没有经过很多的艰难。
It's like some of the package you see, fragile, handled with care.
你们看没看见？有时候我们从那个邮箱里面得到的包裹，上面会写上说非常脆弱，要小心的拿。
That's we share this fragileness in all our life if we didn't go through hardship.
如果我们没有经历过苦难的话，我们每一个人都会有这么一个阶段，是那样的脆弱，实在需要小心。
When the brothers and sisters they find out this truth we just mentioned,
那当然我们都知道前面那些弟兄们他们发现到这些真理的时候
they face tremendous persecution from other brothers and sisters, from other Christians or from outsiders.
他们当那些前面弟兄们他们发现各样的真理的时候，他们所面临的却是很大的迫害，来自于别的基督徒。
But also because of lack of hardship in our life,
就像是我们这些没有经历过苦难的人一样。
Second generation tend to be more idealistic than realistic.
往往第二代的人呢，都常常比较理想主义，而不是现实主义。
So they love to learn things from the books instead of advices from their parents.
所以往往这第二代的人都比较喜欢从书里边来学习东知识，而不是从父母亲那里。
Because books contain idealistic ideas.
因为在书里边实在是有很多的很完全的那些道理。
Advices from parents.Are real, realistic.
而从父母亲来的那些教导呢，往往是比较真实的。
So they sometimes the we lack of this discernment because of the lack of difficulty in our life.
由于他们实在是他们生活中没有那么多的苦难，所以说他们那个辨别能力也不至于能够很清楚的知道什么是现实的，什么是理想的。
One of most serious drawbacks in second generation is that.The knowledge we receive from the God is second-handed.
同样一件很重要的事情，很糟糕的事情，就是我们从神所对神所认识的那些知识啊，往往都是第二手的东西。
Our children brought into church by their parents.
比如说我们的孩子，他们来到教会是因着父母亲把他们带来。
That's why in the statistics tell us that when they go to college, 90% of them lost their faith.
这就是为什么。有一个调查发现说 ,90% 的那个小孩子被父母亲带到教会来的小孩子，当他们上了大学以后，他们的那个信仰就失去了，他们就失去了他们的信仰。
And only 1% coming back to their home church.
而只有 1% 的人能够重新回到教会，他的自己原来的教会。
And second generation, like any of us can testify, is that we take things for granted.
而另外一点关于这个第二代的基督徒有一件很重要的特征，就是他们把所有的事情都以为是自然而然的事情，理所当然的。
We take it for granted for all the blessing that we receive.
我们把神给我们的所有的祝福看作是理所当然。
We take it for granted for the things that the spiritual truths that we right now enjoy.
我们把那些很多很重要的属灵的真理都看成是理所当然的。
Whenever it becomes like a ritual. Ritual 是外面的礼仪。
就好像是就好像把这些真理都变成一些外面的礼仪似的。
It's like every day I came home before I go to bed, I took out four things from my pocket.
就像我每天上床要睡觉之前，我要把四样东西从我的口袋里面拿出来。
On my left hand, always the two things, my wallet and my pen.
在我的左手边肯定是两样东西，就是我的钱包和我的笔。
And on my left, they're always like this one, this is called a, what is that, pocket?
在我的右手边是一个小的笔记本
，and my keychains。
我的左手边啊是小的笔记本和那个钥匙
，and I always put it on the table。
我总是把他们这四样东西放在我的那个桌子上。
And every morning I get up, I take them, and again I put it in the right pocket. This my wallet and pen, and left pocket this notebook and my keychain。
那么每天早上起来以后，我就把我的钱包、我的笔放在我右边口袋里边，把我的那个笔记本和我的那个钥匙放在左边的口袋里。
It's become a ritual. I don't have to think.
这就好像变成一个习惯性的礼仪，一个习惯性的事情，我就不需要再想，我就会这样去做。
And brothers and sisters, whenever we come to the church, we have to be conscious. We have to be thoughtful how this what God has done for us every time.
实在说来，我们应该是每次来到教会，我们应该很好的想一想，究竟神在我们生命中做了什么事。
And God need to pass on His truth from generation to next generation.
因为神实在是要把他真理从一代传到另外一代。
So God have to do in Isaac's life certain things so for Isaac to inherit.
所以神在以撒身上做一些事情，就要想让他。能够把这些真理从他的父亲那儿传到他那儿。
So all this eternal truth will not be lost in the second generation.
这样做的原因就是让永远那个永恒的真理不至于因为到了第二代就失去了。
And we see the first thing that God did to Isaac is that God is directly communicating to Isaac.
首先神做的第一件事情就是要直接的对以撒说话。
We know the second generation they receive their truth mostly second-handed.
因为我们都知道第二代的人往往他们接受的那些真理都是从上面父辈那儿继承下来的。
And if you receive the truth second-hand, you stick in your head, but not in your heart.
因为你是由于是从那个上面直接从父辈继承下来的，往往这些东西变成你的知识是藏在你的脑袋里。而不是你的心里。
So God have to, first thing God need to do is to speak to him directly.
所以说神要做的第一件事情就是要对他直接讲话。
From the past, everything concerning Isaac, even something concerning Isaac, God spoke to his father, Abraham.
因为神实在是把在这个之前，在没有对他直接讲话之前的一切事情，包括亚伯拉罕，以及包括以撒自己的一些事情，都认为是从他父辈下来的。
For example, in chapter 22, when God asked Abraham to offer Isaac as a sacrifice, God spoke to Abraham, not to Isaac.
比如说，当亚伯拉罕把以撒献在祭坛上要献给神的那时候，那个经历的话，实际上是神对亚伯拉罕讲的，不是对以撒讲的。虽然以撒也是在坛上。
Yeah, why? Because Isaac need to have to be obeyed to offer himself willingly to be bound up by his father willingly, and so his father can put him on the altar.
因为即使是以撒本人在那个时候呢，他也必须要顺服的被亚伯拉罕他的父亲绑在祭坛上，要献给神。
But God spoke that message to his father, not to Isaac.
但是记住，这个事情实在是神只是对亚伯拉罕讲，并没有对以撒讲。
But now God had to speak to Isaac directly.
所以现在呢，神必须要给以撒自己直接的去讲。
There was famine, so God said, and Isaac, of course, took the route that everybody else take. Is that easier out? Is he want to go down to Egypt?
所以当有了饥荒的时候，那么以撒就像周围所有的别的人总是会想到这个饥荒来了，要想找一个非常容易的道路能够解决这个问题，和别人一样的。
But God communicated to him directly at the night, Isaac, don't go down to Egypt, stay where you are.
但是就在那天晚上，神对以撒说，你不要下在埃及去，要 就在你所待的地方待下来。
Because this is the land that I promised to your father and to you and to your descendants.
因为你现在所待的地方就是应许给你的父亲的。
Dear brother and sister, do you hear God speaking to you directly?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你们听到神对你们直接讲话吗？
Do you hear God speaking to you about your faith?
在这儿神把他的信心向你显现出来。
About your salvation?
把救恩向你显现出来。
About your own sins?
关于你自己的罪显现出来。
About breaking bread?
关于这个擘饼这个事情向你显现出来。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to have this direct communication with the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们实在是需要跟我们的神来直接的讲话。
And today, God speaks to us directly from our Bible.
今天神实在是借着圣经来向我们讲话。
Bible contains all the truths about God.
因为圣经包含神所有的真理。
But God has speak again into our heart with His word in the Bible.
但是神必须要借着圣经里的话来直接讲在我们的心里。
And the most important ingredient to hear God's word, God speaking to us directly from His Bible, is faith.
那么最最重要的一点点，最重要的一点就是要靠着我们的信心来听神借着他的话对我们讲，讲在心里。
I like to use an example.
我现在跟大家举一个例子。
One is about the truth in the Bible.
是关于圣经里面的真理。
Another thing is about faith.
一件是关于圣经里面的真理，另外一件事情是关于信心。
Now this is an illustration.
这只是一个简单的一个例子。
Many of us may know John F. Kennedy Jr.
我们大家都知道有一个人叫约翰肯尼迪，小约翰肯尼迪。
Now his father was assassinated when he was a president of the United States.
他的父亲就是美国的那个约翰肯尼迪总统，他是被刺杀暗杀死了。
And when he grew up, he learned how to fly.
那这个小的那个肯尼迪，就是肯尼迪总统的儿子呢，他当长大以后，他就要学习怎么样来开飞机。
And one day he took his wife and his wife's sister and they took off from New Jersey or New York, going back to Massachusetts.
那么他有一次呢，他带着他的妻子和他妻子的妹妹，那么就开着他的那个飞机，要从纽约飞回马萨诸塞州。
And that day, the weather was very foggy.
那天呢，这个天气不好，有很多的雾。
Some small planes, the driver they turn back because of this the weather condition.
因为这个天气是这样的不好，所以很多开这小飞机的这驾驶员呢，都赶快回去，都避开这个天气。
But Jeff Kennedy Jr. didn't return. He continued.
那这个小肯尼迪呢，他就没有回去，他想的是他要继续往前走。
And minutes later, everybody lost contact of their plane.
那么几分钟以后，所有的人跟他的联系都被中断了。
Maybe several hours later, they find out.His plane was found a wreckage in the sea.
那么后来几个小时以后，这个人在那个海里边发现了这个飞机的残骸。
People try to ask why.
这个时候人就在问为什么会发生这样的事呢
？And later it was told that John F. Kennedy the license that he got is a license flying the airplane by sight.
后来这个调查的时候，他们发现这个小肯尼迪他所得到的开飞机的那个执照呢，只是要用眼睛来开飞机的。
You know, there's two kinds of license in a flying the airplane.
你们知不知道，在驾驶飞机的时候有两种驾照，有两种执照，有一种就是靠眼视来开的。
One is by sight, the other one is by instrument.
有一个是用眼视来开飞机的，还有一个是靠仪器来。开这个飞机
and the flying airplane by sight is easier one.
那当用眼视来驾驶飞机的这个驾照是比较容易得到，这个驾照比较容易得到。
That's for the beginners.
这是对一些初学者的。
So he need to study for another kind of lesson, but he didn't get that.
他本来还应该得到另外一个，就是靠看仪表来驾飞机，那个时候他还没有得到。
And those experts saying that.That might be the reason why his plane lost control.
所以专家们都相信说， 他的飞机这样失事的原因是因着他那个驾照，他只能用眼目来驾飞机。
But that was a foggy day.
而那天呢，又是大雾朦胧的一天。
His eyesight lost the references. He could not see the horizon. Where's the land? Where's the heaven? Where's the clouds?
所以由于他的眼视被这个大雾遮住了，他实在是不能看见前面是什么，后面是什么，上下是什么，所以他完全迷失了方向。
He could not rely on his feeling either. It's a height, he's flying upward, downward, or left and right. He lost all the control.
甚至他真的不知道他飞机上面是地还是下面是地，因为他已经完全迷失了方向。因为他眼睛已经再看不见什么。
You cannot rely on your feeling. We cannot rely on your sight.
实在说，他那个时候他的感觉和他的眼睛都不能够信靠他的感觉和眼睛了。
And the word of God is the only instrument that we have in this world.
神的话就像是刚才开飞机所说的那个仪器仪表那样的，是我们唯一在世上必须使用的。
Because what God wants us to know is spiritual world. We cannot be seen by sight.
因为神让我们所看见的实在不是这个物质世界，而是一个属灵的世界。
So we have to rely on God's word.
在这个属灵的世界里面，我们必须要靠着神的话语。
And have faith in God's word. What he says.God means what he said in the Bible.
并且要对神的话有信心，相信说神在圣经里面所说的一切就是他要做的一切。
When my mom was here a year ago.
当我的妈妈在一年多前在我们跟我们在一起的时候。
He came here to stay. He got the PR, green card.
他来到这儿是本来是要和我们常住，因为他有了绿卡。
But she couldn't walk very well anymore.
可是那个时候他实在是走路已经很不方便了。
She fell several times while she was at my brother's house and my sister's house.
因为他在我弟兄或者我妹妹的房间，姐姐的房间里面的时候，他已经摔过几次跤了。
And when she arrived, I said, you know, let her.Occupied a room in upstairs.
那当他到的时候，我想把他放置在我们楼上的一个房间里面。
Hoping that by climbing up and down the stairways, her leg will gain strength.
我的想法是，他当每次上下楼梯的时候，因着这样的锻炼，使他的脚能够坚强起来，能够有力。
But also another thing is very worries me.
但有一件事情我非常担心的。
I'm afraid that she will fall.
当然我担心的就是说害怕她能够被跌倒。
Especially when I come here for Sunday's worship.
特别是当我离开家来到这儿来敬拜神的时候，在星期天。
Because her condition, she cannot be with us here anymore.
因为她自己由于她身体的状况，她不能来到这儿跟我们一起聚会。
So I have to pray.
所以我只能祷告。
I said, Lord,
我说主啊
you make me a son of my mom.
因为你让我做了我母亲的儿子。
And in her old age, you want me to take care of him.
而当他年老的时候呢，你要让我来替养帮他养生。
And now I have to come to Sunday to worship you and serve you.
而可是我现在的难处是我星期天我必须要到这儿来敬拜我们的敬拜你。
But if we are not around, once she fell, what would happen?
如果是因为我们自己不在她的周围，如果我们来到这儿，她跌倒了，那怎么办？
So I ask God this.
所以我求神。
I ask God to protect her from falling.
我求神来保护她，不至于跌倒。
And so that we can come here to worship the Lord, to serve the Lord.
使我可以安心的来到这儿来敬拜我们的主，来服侍我们的神。
Because I ask God one more thing.
我求神另外一件事。
If my mom tripped over or fell at the house.
如果我的妈妈在我的家里跌倒的话。
I will not come here to worship anymore.
我就再也不会来到这儿敬拜你了。
My heart, my spirit will be here.
尽管我的心我的灵在这儿。
But I cannot be here without my mom.
但是我实在是不能来到这儿把我的母亲留在家里。
That was a dilemma that I'm facing.
那实在对我来说是一个非常难处的情况。
So I ask God to show His grace.
所以我求神给我们怜悯恩典。
And trust this matter in His hand.
把我的母亲放在他的手里。
So I come here every Sunday.
所以每一个星期天我都来到这儿。
Dear brother and sister, you know that when we see brother and sister here,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你知不知道，当我们看到我们弟兄姊妹在这儿的时候
，Everyone is grace of God.
每一个人都是神的恩典。
We have thousand reasons not to be here today.
我们实在有千千万个理由不到这儿来今天。
But we are here because God's grace makes us here.
可是我们来到这儿，是因为神的恩典使我们能够来到这儿。
So if we trust in the Lord,
如果我们能够相信我们的神。
And God will give us grace.
神就会给我们赐给我们恩典。
God will make us more than conqueror.
神就让我们来帮助我们来克服那些难处。
So in God's word, we need to have this direct communication with the Lord.
所以说，对于就着神来说，他实在是我们需要和神之间有直接的交通。
Consider things higher than what we are.
使我们看到我们今天所的事情，而我们是站在更高的地方来看到我们今天所经历的事。
So first, very important thing for second generation, for us to receive God's truth and pass it on is to have direct communication from the Lord.
所以对于我们这些第二代的基督徒来说，我们真实需要的是直接从神那儿得到，从神的话语中能够得到供应，得到。
Second lesson the second generation have to learn.
那第二个关于我们第二代的基督徒我们所需要学的呢，第二个功课。
We have to learn our weakness.
就是要知道我们的软弱的地方。
You know, young people always think they are invincible.
我们知道年轻人常常觉得他们是战无不胜、攻无不克的。
I felt the same thing, same way.
我有时候也常常觉得自己是这样。
I felt when I was young.
当我年轻的时候，我曾经也是这么感觉的。
Yeah, my mom always warned me that don't take cold shower when you feel very hot.
我妈妈常常告诉我说，当你非常热的时候，千万不要用凉水冲澡。
When you sweating, don't take a cold shower.
当你出汗的时候，你千万不要冲凉。
But I took that as like a mother's nagging.
我常常觉得那是妈妈的唠叨。
I took cold shower even in the winter.
我甚至在冬天，我有时候还用凉水冲澡。
I never knew what the cold is. This was a past.
我曾经常常不知道。冷是什么意思
？My nose never sneeze，
因为我的鼻子从来不打喷嚏。
So I have a total trust in my body。
我觉得我的身体不得了。
I come to United States, I still take cold shower in the winter。
我到美国以后，我仍然是在，甚至在冬天，我都是用冷水洗澡。
But one day，
有一天
，a first winter，
就是第一个冬天的时候。
I was playing basketball in the gym。
我在那个体育场里边玩那个篮球。
I became soaking wet.
我变得全身都出了汗，热了。
There was a cold front in the area, in the New York area.
在那个时候，纽约有一个很强的冷空气进来。
It was -2 degrees, plus wind chill factor will be 40 degrees below.
虽然如果是把那个冬天的那个风的效应加在一起，是-40 degrees左右的温度。
So at the time, I feel like, you know,I just opened a gym store without even wipe out the sweat clean, the dry.
所以我觉得我因为那个是全身被汗浸湿了，我就把那个我根本就没考虑这么多，就把那个就是体育场的门口那个体育馆的门口打开。
And walk 2 blocks to my apartment.
走了两个就是街道，能够到了我自己住的那个公寓里。
And next morning I couldn't get up.
那天早上我再也起不来了。
And I got pneumonia later on, 2 weeks later, and then had to be in the hospital.
后来我得了肺炎，这个两个星期在医院里边待着。
All second generation, we have to know, God has to show us somehow that our own weakness.
对于所有的第二代的基督徒，有一件事情神一定要让我们认识到的，就是我们自己个人的软弱。
All parents encourage their children to put on a little bit more in the winter.
我们都知道父母亲总是希望在冬天的时候让小孩子能够穿得厚一点点。
For young people, that's, you know, stop nagging, please.
哎，那个年轻人总是说，哎呀，太唠叨了，太唠叨了，你不能少唠叨一点。
But somehow, some way, if God wants to use us, pass on His truth to us, we have to learn to really, really rely on Him.
有时候可能在某一天、某一个时候，神要让我们认识到，我们只能依靠他。
Through humility, that God wants to learn our weakness.
通过各样的这个谦卑，使我们各样的难处，使我们能够谦卑下来。
So Isaac have to go through that as his father.
那么以撒，他也必须经过这一切。
His father lied about his wife.
就像他父亲那样的，比如说他向他为他的妻子撒谎。
Because he want to save his own skin.
因为他实在是不希望自己被别人杀了。
So what kind of men are they?
想想看，这个以撒或者亚伯拉罕是什么样的人呢？什么样的男人
？They didn't even want to risk their life to protect his own wife.
为了他自己，他甚至都不愿意把自己的生命献出来保护他自己的妻子。他为了保护他自己，把他妻子给撒谎。
And do you want to marry such a husband?
想想看，姊妹们，你们希望跟这样的男的结婚吗？
But Isaac have to also learn to know about his weakness. So he had to go through the similar things, and he had to lie. He lied about his wife as well.
这是亚伯拉罕做的事情。你后来发现到以撒也在做同样的事情，也是为他的妻子做同样的撒同样的谎。
So maybe you wonder why God seems repeats these stories over again.
所以有时候你会想想，为什么神要把这样的故事一个一个的重复出来给我们听呢？
But that's because we all have to learn our weakness.
因为实在是神要让我们学习，让我们认识到我们每一个人自己的软弱。
Like God allowed Peter to know his weakness through denial.
就像神要让彼得学习通过他三次否认主来看到他自己的软弱。
He denied the Lord three times.
他否三次的否认我们的主。
And like a Paul, he was blinded. He had to be led by another person.
还有保罗，他自己由于见了大光，他眼睛瞎了，而必须要靠人来牵着他的手，因为他看不见。
For second generation, we have to learn somehow God have to allow circumstances arise in our heart, in us.In our life that we learn truly through humility that we are weak. We have to rely on the Lord, not on ourselves.
所以神对我们这第二代的基督徒，他实在是要记着我们兴起我们周围各样的环境，使我们通过各样的羞辱来学习认识我们自己。
So we'll take God's word more seriously.
因此我们就知道要怎么样把神的话语看作宝贵。看得真实。
And third thing God wants the second generation to learn is the lesson from obedience.
那第三个功课神要让我们所学的关于第二代基督徒就是要学会顺服。
You know, God asked him to stay in the land of promise, not to go down to Egypt.
神让他要待在他神所应许他的地方，而不要下到埃及去。
And Isaac obeyed.
所以以撒就顺服下来。
And God blessed him great deal.
神就大大的祝福他
100-fold
百倍的祝福他
So he learned the value of obedience
所以他学习了顺服的那个价值
His father obeyed God all the time
他的父亲完全的顺服我们的神
And God blessed his father
所以神就祝福他的父亲
And he inherited that blessing from his father
那他从父亲那得到神所赐的那个祝福
But that's not enough
但是那点还不够。
He had to learn to obey God and find out firsthand the blessing of the obedience from the Lord.
他还必须来自己学习顺服神，来自己经历到从神来的那个祝福。
Let me ask you this question.
让我来问大家一个问题。
Wives.
妻子们。
Have you really find out the value of obedience yourself by obeying to your, submitting to your husband?
妻子们，你们发觉到没有？你当你们愿意顺服你们丈夫的时候，所带来的那个祝福有多大
？Have you ever experienced that?
你们
first hand，
你们自己亲自的从神那儿得到这样的经历没有？这样的祝福没有
？Maybe my husband's weaker than we are。
也许我的丈夫比我还软弱呢。
We are stronger than our husbands。
我比我的丈夫更软弱。
In many areas。
在很多方面。
But God wants us to submit ourselves to our husband。
可是神让我们顺服在丈夫的下面。
Do we honor our husband？
我们尊重我们的丈夫吗？
And the Bible actually says, in the end of chapter 5, in Ephesians said, wives fear husband.
在以弗所书第五章最后的时候，神告诉我们说，妻子们，你们要敬重你们的丈夫。
Do we do that from our heart?
妻子们，你们自己这样，我们这样做过没有？
And we need to do that from our heart and to experience firsthand the blessing of the obedience.
实在说来，我们必须要从我们的心里来这样去做，能够才能够承受到因着顺服而带来的祝福。
And also children or young people among us，
年轻的朋友们，年轻的孩子们。
I ask you this question，
我也问你们一个问题。
Have you found out blessing of obeying your parents, honoring your parents？
你们得到那个因着顺服你父母亲，经历到从神来的那个祝福没有？
If you haven't, you need to get that first hand。
如果你们还没有的话，你们实在是要亲自的来到神的面前经历这个。
Go home starting from today. I want to obey from my heart because of the Lord. I want to know the Lord. I want to obey my parents.
今天回去以后就开始来学习这功课，在神的面前立定心志，要来顺服我们的父母亲。
It's not more than just your parents.
不光是你们的父母亲。
It's not more than pleasing your parents.
不光是要使你的父母亲高兴，
It's about your true knowledge about God.
因为实在是涉及到你自己对神那个真的知识，真的认识。
Or what about employees? A lot of people here.
我们在座很多是有工作的。
Do we submit ourselves to our supervisors?
我们对我们上司，我们的老板是不是那样顺服？
Have we found out the blessing of obedience?
我们经历过没有，当我们顺服我们的上司的时候，神所给我们的祝福。
And we know that Isaac obeyed his father, and he obeyed God.
我们都知道以撒他顺服神，他顺服他的父亲。
And Bible tells us the secret of his obedience.
神实在是把他顺服的那个秘诀呢，向我们显现。
How can I obey?
我们怎么样能够顺服
？Have you ever asked you that question?
你有没有问过你这样的问题？问过自己这样的问题
？Obey another person is quite a hard thing.
你知不知道要顺服另外一个人是非常困难的
？Don't we want to know the secret?
我们难道不需要知道这个顺服这个秘诀在哪里吗
？Actually, there is secret in the Bible.
在圣经里面告诉我们这样一个秘诀。
Bible tells us the secret of Isaac's obedience.
圣经告诉我们以撒顺服的那个秘诀。
The clue comes from the testimony of his son Jacob.
这个线索哈，这个我们要知道以撒顺服的那个线索是从哪来的？是从他儿子雅各的一个见证来的。
When Jacob talk about God, he said, "God of Abraham and the fear of my father."
当雅各在提到神的时候，他是这样说的：他说，亚伯拉罕的神就是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神。
He said.He referred to God as the fear of my father.
他把神当神指明是我父亲所敬畏所害怕的那个神。
Obvious that when Jacob lived with Isaac, he learned from day in day out this normal life. That one great impression that he got from his father is that his father feared the Lord.
当雅各和他的父亲同住，这被他跟他父亲一起曾在父亲父家长大的时候，从父亲的言谈举止一行每天的言谈举止中，他得到个非常强烈的印象，就是他父亲很害怕神。
You know that once a sister come to me and ask me.
你们知不知道有一个姊妹曾经到我的面前来问我一件事。
She said, "Do you know that I asked your daughter what you're doing at home?"
他说你知不知道我曾经问过你的女儿你在家里 干了些什么事，究竟做些什么事。
And I was, when I heard it, I was very nervous.
当我听到这个的时候，我很紧张哎。
You know, what my daughter would say, you know, my dad is sleeping all the time, or my dad, you know, watching TV all the time, you know, what do you say?
因为我实在很紧张，我不知道我的女儿要怎么样回答这个姊妹的问题，不知道她会不会说我一天到晚都在睡觉，一天到晚都在 watch, 在看电视。
Because what she replied, what my daughter replied is the life that I live.
因为我女儿对这个问题的回答实在是有关于我每天的生活。
So dear brother and sister, Isaac has that key.To the obedience is because he feared God.
因为以撒，从这我们实在看到，以撒他掌握了顺服的那个秘诀，就是要敬畏神。
And you know that Bible in Ephesians 5 talk about submitting ourselves, asking wife to submit yourself, as children to obey your parents, as employees to obey their supervisor. There's a key verse before all of this.
在以弗所书第五章是讲到顺服的一章，讲到说妻子要顺服丈夫，孩子要顺服父母亲，讲到那些仆人要顺服自己的主人。在这个之前，这一切的事情之前，有一个非常关键的一句话。
That key verse is in chapter 5, verse 21.
就是在第五章第二十五节。
All the obedience of obedient request comes after that verse.
因为所有关于顺服的功课是在这句话之后。
All the obedient the commandments actually are the examples, illustration of this verse.
因为所有关于这些顺服的各样的例子的话，都是要来论证、来证明，做一个例子来论证这句话的。
It says, submitting yourself.To one another in the fear of Christ.
五章二十一节，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
So if we fear the Lord,
如果我们真实的去敬畏神的话，
then we are able to obey.
我们就一定能够顺服。
And we'll find the blessing of obedience. Is it God truly wants to bless us, not to see us in miserable conditions?
那么我们就能够得到从神来的祝福，因为神实在是希望能够祝福我们。
Though you seems like suffer for a while, but God's intention is really to bless us.
也许你会觉得顺服会带来一些很多难处，使自己实在是难以忍受，但是那是短暂的，随后来的就是神的祝福。
And third thing is this. Fourth lesson God wants Isaac to learn is this.
那么第四一点，关于以色列是我们这第二代的基督徒所要学的是
is learn through the conflicts.
是通过各样的征战来学习。
Isaac was digging the well that his father dug before.
以撒实在是把他父亲曾经开掘出来的井一个一个的挖出来。
And those wells belong to his father Abraham.
因为那些井是属于他父亲的。
But the Philistines came after the death of his father and filled them with the earth again.
可是当他父亲死了以后，这些非利士人呢就来把这一个一个的井都用土填得满满的。
And Isaac need to dig them up again.
那以撒呢？这个时候他必须要重新把那些土挖出来。
But you see, the passage that our brother read to us before this message, that Abraham also, when he was on earth, the Philistine also strive for those wells.
知不知道？当我们的弟兄在刚才那个你们弟兄在这上面读的那段关于亚伯拉罕的经文的时候。亚伯拉罕在地上也是不断地要和非利士人征战，为这些井来争夺。
When Abraham dug the well and Philistine came and strive for it,
当亚伯拉罕自己挖出每一个井来的时候，那些非利士人都要来和他争这个井。
They took it violently from Abraham.
他们实在是用自己的暴力来把这些井抢过来。
So in the Isaac had to learn a lesson. He need to fight the same enemy. He need to fight the same conflicts.
同样的，到了以撒这一代的时候，以撒也必须要通过征战，就像他父亲那样去，为了得到这些景。
So you see God's arrangement.
您看到神在这儿的这个安排没有
？You see God's way to deal with the second generation.
你看到神是用什么样这个方式，神使用的这个方式来对第二代的基督徒要做的事情
？We have to face same enemy as our fathers face.
我们要同样要面对。我们父辈所面对的那同样的仇敌
we have to go through the same conflict as our fathers went through
我们也要经历我们父辈所经历的征战
you see all these brothers and sisters who live before us the enemy and the conflict they faced while they're on earth we need to face them as well today
我们前面的走在前面的那些弟兄姊妹们当初他们所面对的那些仇敌那些征战今天我们这一代也要同样去经历。
Spiritual warfare didn't change.
因为属灵的征战从来就没有改变过。
Spiritual conflict didn't change.
属灵的征战根本就没有改变。
We need to face the same enemy, go through the same conflict.
因为敌人是同样的敌人，征战也是同样的征战。
Christians have been fighting flesh for 1,000 years.
因为基督徒已经是千年来都一直是向着肉体在征战。
We've been dealing with the world for 1,000 years.
千百年来，我们也是向着世界征战。
We're dealing with Satan for 1,000 years, even today.
千百年来，我们同样所面对的也是撒旦仇敌，也同样的进行一样征战。
In Galatians chapter 5 tells us the conflict between the flesh and the spirit in our heart.
那么在加拉太书的时候，也实在是讲到肉体和灵的征圣灵的征战。
We've been struggling with the lust of flesh in our body.
我们为对情欲的征战。
And today we still fight against the same enemy.
今天我们同样是面对这些仇敌。
Today it may have taken different forms.
也许今天好像看起来外表好像不一样了。
Today we have TV programs, movies.
因为今天我们所看到的是电视节目，看到的是各式各样的电影。
Internet.
还有那个互联网。
The songs.
还有我们所那些歌曲那些流行歌曲
and the relationships boyfriends and girlfriends
还有关于那些男女朋友的那些关系
do you know that Samson the great Samson he faced that challenge
你们知不知道参孙曾经面临同样的事相似的事
he loved a Philistine girl
他爱一个腓尼士的女人
even he himself is Nazareth
尽管他是拿细尔人
and you know that the story about Watchman Nee
你知不知道尼托森弟兄的故事
？For serving the Lord, he had to break up with his girlfriend.
为了侍奉我们的神，他和他的女朋友断绝了关系。
You see, we're facing the same thing throughout the years.
看到没有？这些年下来，从历史上下来，我们是面临同样的事。
And the conflict between the love of the world and the love of the Father.
关于爱世界和爱父的这个征战。
First John tells us this.
在约翰一书这样告诉我们说
Love not the world and the things of the world
当我们爱世和属世和世上的事的时候
And if anyone who loves the world the love of the Father will not be in him
若有人爱世界那么爱父的心就不在他里面了
You know that Paul said Dima loved the world he left me
记不记得保罗的书信里面讲到说迪马因为贪爱世界就离了我去
When Paul needed the friendsneeded help most, but Dima left him.
当保罗在最需要从弟兄姊妹、从朋友那得到帮助的时候，迪马竟然离他而去。
By the way, also tell us the reason because Dima loved the world.
保罗在这儿告诉我们为什么迪马会离开他，
Moses,
因为迪马爱世界。
Moses faced the power and the glory of the Pharaoh's palace.
知不知道摩西在法老的王宫里面，他所享受的那些荣华富贵
？He had to face that conflict as well in his soul.
同样，他的灵里面，他的魂里面，他也必须要面对这一个的诱惑。
And the conflict between sovereignty of the Lord and that of Satan.
究竟是这个 征战实在是说神在我们的里面掌权，还是仇敌在我们的里面掌权？
The word of God or versus word of man.
是神的旨意还是人的旨意？
You know that the will of Satan, he never appeared by itself.
你们知不知道撒旦他自己的想法，他的旨意并不是像说并不是直接向我们显现出来的。
He takes a form of will of man.
他是变成好像是人自己的意思。
Do you remember what Jesus says, get thee behind me, Satan, because you're mindful of the will of man, not the will of God.
你记不记得主耶稣对彼得说，说过一句话，撒旦你退到我的后面去吧，因为你是照人的意思而不是照神的意思。
So the will of man actually is Satan's.
在那你看没有，说照人的意思的时候实际上是撒旦的意思。
So Isaiah had to go through the same conflicts.
所以你看见以撒要通过同样的征战。
He had to face the same enemy.
他要面对同样的仇敌。
As his father did.
就像他父亲所面对的那样。
So that he will really come to appreciate what he has.
因为这样的是经历，所以说他才会领受到他所得到的祝福。
And God told him that the way to Broadway is through the conflict.
神告诉他说，要往宽阔的道路上行走，必须要经历征战。
Because you know that the first well he called it asset, that means quarrel.
当他你记不记得当他开出来的第一个井的时候，他那个井的名字叫埃瑟。
A second well,
意思是增进。
He called it Sidna.
第二个是西提拉，第二个井他被挖出来的叫西提拉。
Meaning enemy.
意思就是指仇敌。
And third one, because Philistine didn't come to strive for it, so he said this is a Rehoboth, meaning the Broadway.Roomy place.
当他把第三口井开出来的时候，因为这个井再也没有人来和他争，所以他把这个井叫做利和伯，意思就是说实在是得到一个宽阔之地，一个宽阔的大路。
There's two ways to get to the Broadway.
有两种办法可以到达这个宽阔的道路。
It's not through the subway.
不是通过这个地铁。
It's one is easy way.
一个非常容易的办法。
Going down to Egypt.
就是下到埃及去。
Neglect about God's will.
把神的旨意暂时先放在一边。
Forget about God's promise.
把神的应许都全部扔在一边。
The easy way is go down to Egypt.
直接下到埃及去，这是非常容易的。
But the second way is this.
第二个办法是这样的。
Going through the conflict.
就是通过征战。
And you'll get to the Broadway.
你会来到这个宽阔地带。
And this Rehoboth actually means a Broadway.
这个利和伯这个井的名字就是说一个宽阔之地。
God put us in a very large place.
神实在是把我们放在一个非常宽阔的地带。
In a lot of psalmists told us that when they suffer and they find out that God through suffering put in them a better place, a larger place they didn't see, to enlarge their horizon.
当在好多诗篇中都在提到这一件事情，当我们经过征战以后，神把我们经过征战的时候，是把放在更宽阔的地带，更高的地带，让我们看到更远的地方。
So that is the same world that his father
dug. 这个井是父亲曾打出的，打同样的一口井。
But enemy came and filled him up with earth.
在仇敌的时候，把这个井土把它填满，把它。
And he needs to dig them again. Dig them again.
他必须重新把来。
At this story, this tells the second generation. Second generation.
这就是神让我们基督徒要学，我们要学。
We cannot inherit.
我们不简单被继承。
To pay the price.
我们也必须付代
表。We have to find out from the word, the truth of the script.
你必须从这句话里，从这句话找到这个真。
So take one of the word of the Bible of.
所以，曾经把这其中的一个就讲述的神的话。
How important for Abraham?
你知不知亚伯拉罕？亚伯拉罕有没有
？And if we cover that.
必须从这个解。
How the well was dirt.
已经被泥土
遮。
被土填满了。
So he needs to dig.
他去出来。
Appreciate once more.
他能够重新去捡去神的话。
Well, don't call it the faith.
另外一个井，你把那个叫做信，
同样以泥土填。Water purification.
什么信而成？
And walk by.
因信而。
And not by.
而不是看。
Paul told us, we walk by faith, not faith sight.
保罗告诉我，现在不是凭，而是凭信心。
Because we live in the spirit.
因为我们在一个属灵的井。
Another we have the word of the fellow breaking bread.
不仅第三，亚伯拉罕就是和神刚交的。
This breaking bread, eating bread, is to the apostles. In the beginning.
这个就是。这个知道最后的晚餐完全是属于那吃。
There were believers, but this.
除了在最后的晚餐，除了十个使徒以外没。
Then now I can participate breaking bread.
而今天我们不能够的那个参加这个。
In the act to tell a secret.
In使徒行二章的秘诀。
They already.Gather, teaching, and fellowship apostles.
怎么说？说在听到句子来分享神的话，来使的教训，使教训。
The fellowship of apostles, some Bible what is breaking bread, prayer.
和使听的教导。带来的就是和主一起来饼。
So that how in that word tell the secret the breaking to 12 of and exclusive but now become.
这是告诉我们双开始的使命，十二个使徒，但是从那个时候就中间来了。
Stop at the same place of last time.
我们得必须停下上次讲的那个地方。
Still have points, but then we stop at this.
上次我们讲的是到这个第四点。今天我们看不过也只能停在一个地方。
Thank God, it is so.
他的话语是错。
Condemned is life 100 years, 3 years, first to this.
所以现在是几百三个年时间的所放在这几段经。
So each is rich. It can be by itself. So
每一段经，每一节都可以用。来描述。
And I hope that means that learn that wants to choose a true testimony of past one generation to another generation.
实在随着进入习，能把神一代的往下。
Last time we'll four.
对，我们要从地开始。
The Lord is waiting.
谁
That's about it.
让我们有点祷告。
Father, this way, you once again glorify you.
Father, 再祷告来用Moses.
See what we hear is Lord Jesus.
我们看见的说你的儿子
inert
为了荣耀他
and you be with us.
求你和我们同在
we pray
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.